Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom.
Well, Tom, I just returned from a trip, as you know, and I still have jet lag. I can't sleep very well at night. For example, this morning I woke up at 3:30 and couldn't go back to sleep because my body was still on, you know, time in the U.S. So if you have jet lag, it's kind of like, you know, your body clocks off with the time it is where you're currentlyliving, so it can be tiring.
I know the feeling.
Yeah,
it happens to me every time I travel from Hualien to Taichung. There's probably a time difference of about 5 minutes, so it always takes me a really long time to readjust to the feeling of the time in Taichung.
There is no time difference in Taiwan.
Well, by the clock, but, you know, according to its position on the face of the earth, it is slightly different, but no, we are talking about the situation in which you come from a really far distance away, like from Europe or the United States or Africa or South America, and then you need to readjust to the time zone back here in good old Taiwan or vice versa. Now, that's jet lag, but today we're introducing something called social jet lag.
Not quite the same, huh?
No, it's not quite the same, and it doesn't really involve travel. Mm. It involves your social life, especially when you compare how you spend your time during the week with how you spend your time during the weekend. So we'll find out what this is all about in just a couple of seconds. Let's get to it, everybody. Let's read the entire contents of our lesson right now. Most of us look forward to the weekend because that's when we don't have to be rudely awakened by a blaring alarm clock. We can stay up past our designated bedtimes and catch up on some shut-eye the following morning. Late nights and sleeping in might seem like guilt-free pleasures after a long week, but is there more to them than meets the eye? Staying up and waking up later on weekends can actually wreak havoc on your biological clock. It's like flying to Los Angeles on Friday evening and flying back to Taipei on Monday morning. This phenomenon is called social jet lag, and it refers to the time difference between your sleep patterns on work days compared to off days. The symptoms of social jet lag are similar to those of regular jet lag. You're up all Sunday night tossing and turning, and on Monday morning you're sleepy and moody. Researchers say social jet lag has the potential to give you more than just the Monday blues. Social jet lag is related not only to poorer health, but also to chronic fatigue and irritability. In fact, each hour of social jet lag is associated with an 11% increased risk of heart disease. As a result, good sleep habits are just as essential for health as diet and exercise. It is recommended that adults sleep at least 7 hours per night. A solid night's sleep every night is also important, so you won't have a sleep debt to repay over the weekend. Also, try to wake up at roughly the same time every day. If you know you'll stay up late, take a power nap before 2 p.m. so you won't stray too far from your normal routine. In the end, establishing a regular sleep schedule is a relatively simple and effective way to ward off a variety of health problems.
Let's take a look at the title here, The Exhausting Condition of Social Jet Lag. If something's exhausting, it makes you really, really tired. You can't say, I'm exhausting. That's incorrect. You would want to say, I'm exhausted. If you did happen to say, I'm exhausting, people might look at you funny and think, why do you make other people tired? So make sure you use the correct form of this. If you're describing yourself, I'm exhausted. I have no energy left. I've been working really hard. I haven't been sleeping. But here we're talking about a condition called social jet lag. I had not heard of this before. I've heard of this situation, but I'd never heard the title, social jet lag. I've just read lots of articles, Tom, that kind of give you good advice about keeping your schedule pretty much stable.
On an even keel.
Yeah, whether it's the weekend or during the week. Don't go crazy on the weekend.
Some people can't resist that, though, because they've had a long, tough week, working long hours with a beady-eyed boss looking down your neck all week long, and you want to just cut loose on the weekend, get together with your friends, and stay up late singing karaoke or whatever. So in any case here, this is an exhausting condition. It makes you exhausted.
Yeah.
Most of us look forward to the weekend because that's when we don't have to be rudely awakened by a blaring alarm clock. This is a common phrase when we talk about being woken up by somebody unexpectedly. I did not expect to be so rudely awakened. To awaken means to make you wake up from sleep. And, of course, it often happens rudely if someone starts banging on pots and pans or something to get you out of bed. But most of us are awakened by an alarm clock. A blaring alarm clock. Blaring here is a word to describe something that is very loud and obnoxious.
That's right. So blaring, a blaring sound might be maybe an ambulance that's going by your house or a fire truck. Some people have to have very loud alarm clocks because they don't wake up very easily. I don't need anything. My alarm clock just starts out going, like that, and I'll wake up. I don't need a loud sound.
Is it a separate alarm clock, or do you use the one
in
your phone? I think most people probably use the alarm clocks in their phone nowadays.
Yeah, yeah.
But in any case, yes, sometimes we're rudely awakened by an alarm clock, and then we can hit the snooze button, and we can stay up past our designated bedtimes and catch up on some shut-eye the following morning. So to stay up just means to remain awake. Designated, that's your determined or predetermined bedtime.
Yeah, assigned could be another
assigned,
word for
it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, assigned.
You're supposed to go to bed, say, at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock or something like that. Most people probably stay up well past midnight these days. And, of course, you think, well, if I stay up tonight, then I can catch up on my sleep the following morning.
Mm-hmm.
We have a slang term here for sleep that's shut-eye.
Right.
I'm going to get some shut-eye right now. I'm going to catch some Z's, as we also say, which means I'm just simply going to go to bed.
Yeah, get some sleep. Late nights and sleeping in might seem like guilt-free pleasures after a long week. But is there more to them than meets the eye? If you sleep in, guys, it just simply means you're sleeping late. I've said this phrase in English to a couple of friends here in Taiwan, and it isn't always clear. So sleeping in, I know it's kind of weird, but it just means we're sleeping past our normal time that we get up. Most of us do like to sleep in on the weekends if possible. I don't always get that chance, but I love to sleep in and feel like I don't have to wake up if that alarm clock goes off. Now, if it's a guilt-free pleasure, guilt just means you're doing something that's making you feel guilty because it's wrong or you shouldn't do it. So when you see this adjective, guilt-free pleasure, especially those three words together, you're doing something that you don't have to feel badly about. You can just enjoy yourself. Maybe you've been on a diet all week, but you allow yourself a piece of chocolate every Saturday morning. That's your guilt-free pleasure.
Or things you normally do that aren't bad, like drinking or smoking. Those are things that would make you guilty, perhaps, or feel guilty. But a guilt-free pleasure could be just something like going to a restaurant with your friends. There's no harm in that. But is there more to them than meets the eye? Is there more to those late nights and sleeping in than meets the eye? More than meets the eye, this is a phrase that means, hey, is there more to it than what you can see with your eye? Is there something below the surface that we need to explore?
Yeah, you may have met a new person in your class, and they seem to be very easygoing and just really open, but later on, you might find out they're a spy. So there was something else there. There was more to them than originally met the eye. So more to something than meets the eye just means, as Tom said, something deeper. There's something going on there that you can't see that's not obvious.
Yeah, when I was a kid, of course, I remember watching the Transformers on TV.
Yeah.
And the theme song went, "The Transformers, more than meets the eye."
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that phrase was used in that song. And they're referring, of course, to the robots. They look like robots, but they're more than just robots. Of course, they can transform into various kinds of vehicles. The Transformers, more than meets the eye. So let's move on now to the next paragraph. It says, staying up and waking up later on weekends can actually actually wreak havoc on your biological clock. You might think it's a fairly harmless thing to do. Hey, it's Friday night. We're done with work. We're going to go out with some friends, have a nice meal in a restaurant. Then we're going to go to karaoke, a karaoke club, and we're going to stay up to 2 or 3 in the morning and have a great time. So, yes, you might be staying up, and then you wake up later on Saturday morning, say maybe at 10 or 11 o'clock to get ready for lunch and stuff like that. But doing that kind of thing can actually wreak havoc or cause harm to your biological clock.
Yeah, havoc, I see this word and I think of chaos, which is a similar word, C-H-A-O-S, chaos. But when you see havoc, guys, you'll almost, I would say 99% of the time, see the verb wreak. So wreak havoc. Havoc just means to cause a lot of trouble, cause some chaos, and it's tough on your biological clock. I know some people actually live in New York and then fly to LA for the week and then fly home on the weekend back to their families. That's really tough on your body. Most of these people are being paid a lot of money to be in movies or TV, but it is tough if you're flying long distances constantly and your body's never being really able to catch up. I used to live in New York and I would fly to Arizona maybe every 3 months to see my family. And it's only 6 hours time difference, but I still would be tired.
6 hours?
Now it's even worse. Yes.
Really? I thought it was New York to Central Time to Mountain Time.
No, that's the time on the plane.
Oh, the time on the plane, yeah. Not the difference in time zones.
And that counts too.
There could be, like, of course, if my brother were to fly from San Francisco to visit my uncle in Philadelphia, there's a 4 hour difference there. So there might be a certain amount of jet lag there, but here we're talking about something called social jet lag, and so this phenomenon is called social jet lag, and it refers to the time difference between your sleep patterns on work days compared to off days. Referred to just means when you're relating the term with the actual condition or phenomenon. Phenomenon is just something that happens. Usually say a natural phenomenon like a tornado or an earthquake. Phenomenon is the singular noun. Phenomena is the plural. So be careful with that. We've got to be careful about various natural phenomena such as typhoons, earthquakes, and smog. Well, that brings us to the midway point in today's lesson. I think we're going to take a break now, but please stay tuned. We'll be right back after our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 首先来看到今天第一个空格的句子。We can stay up past our designated bedtimes and blank one some shut eye the following morning. 这里讲到呢，周末可以睡到自然醒，熬夜也可以超过一般的就寝时间，并且呢，在隔天早上怎么样？在这里的 shut eye 指的就是把眼睛闭起来，也就是指睡眠这件事情。熬夜睡很晚，所以隔天早上呢，可以多睡一些。第一题的标准答案，我们可以选择 C, catch up on。 在这里的 catch up on 也就是有补足的意思。第二个空格的句子写着 Late nights and sleeping in might seem like guilt-free blank two after a long week。 大家觉得呢，过了一个漫长的一周，所以晚睡跟晚起似乎是让人觉得是毫无罪恶感的，怎么样呢？在这里我们用 seem like 后面要加上名词，而我们来看一下搭配文意，可以选择 G 选项的 pleasures。这种晚睡跟晚起是一件呢让人很愉快的事情，不用有时间的压力。但是这真的好吗？我们接着往下面看第三个空格的句子。Staying up and waking up later on weekends can actually wreak havoc on your blank three clock。我们说啊，如果熬夜到太晚，或者是呢晚起床，实际上可能会对怎么样造成严重的破坏。在英文里面讲到 wreak havoc on 就是造成很大的破坏的意思。当然咯，对我们的什么时钟，我们一看就知道，当然是对我们的生理时钟会造成破坏。搭配文意，第三题选择 E 选项 biological， 在这里的 biological clock 也就是指着生理时钟的意思。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. We're talking about the exhausting condition of social jet lag. Maybe changing up your schedule too much on the weekend as compared to the work days and what you do from Monday to Friday and how that impacts your body, also your moods. So we gave some examples here of not having to be rudely awakened by a blaring alarm clock. Sometimes on the weekends, you just want to sleep in a little bit, get up when you wake up naturally. It's kind of a nice feeling if you just wake up naturally and a big loud clock's not making you wake up. But if you stay up late on the weekend and get up earlier during the week, it can really cause some physical harm to your body. We're calling it your biological clock is off with the time that you're really in at the time. Does that make any sense? Anyway, your biological clock is off. And doctors have told us it's actually hard on your health. And I know a lot of our listeners are young and they think, no big deal. But as you get older, that sleep is important.
It certainly is. So again, today's subject is social jet lag. The difference between your sleep patterns during the week with those during the weekend.
Yeah.
And the symptoms of social jet lag are similar to those of regular jet lag. We're talking about the symptoms here, the indications that you're suffering from this particular affliction.
Mm.
You're up all Sunday night tossing and turning, and on Monday morning you're sleepy and moody. So these are some possible symptoms. Sunday night, you're tossing and turning. That often happens when we're having difficulty sleeping. You're trying to find an ideal position to sleep. I know I kind of sometimes sleep on my left side, then I switch to my back, then I'm on my right side, maybe I try on my tummy for a while. I'm just tossing and turning, and I can't go to sleep.
So on Monday, after having this horrible night trying to sleep on Sunday, you get up to go to work, and you're sleepy and moody. In the next paragraph, it says researchers say social jet lag has the potential to give you more than just the Monday blues. The Monday blues refers to being a little bit down because you have to go back to work. And most of us really enjoy the weekend, and so it's hard to get up on Monday and face the boss and face the work, especially if you didn't get a good night's rest.
The blues, the Monday blues.
Yeah.
Blues refers to when you're kind of feeling sad about something.
Mm-hmm.
The blues. I've got the blues. I've got the Monday blues. And social jet lag is related not only to poorer health, but also to chronic fatigue and irritability.
Mm.
So in this sentence, of course, we've got the not only but also pattern, which according to your students, they probably, or at least according to you, your students tend to overuse this pattern, not only da-da-da, but also da-da-da-da.
Yeah. Oh, this is true. I see this pattern sometimes 3 or 4 times in a single paper. Please don't do that. I know it's a pattern that most Taiwanese students have conquered. You're very good at it, but don't overuse it. Just use it once in a paper. If I see it twice, then I start going, no, that's enough of that one. So social jet lag is related not only to poor health. Remember, doctors tell us we need a certain amount of sleep, but it also is related to chronic fatigue. Chronic means ongoing, never ending. And fatigue refers to great tiredness. So if you're fatigued, and we'd put a D on there, fatigued, you're very tired, you're exhausted. And here's another word that most people like to avoid, and that's irritability. If you're irritable, that's the adjective form. This word here in our article is the noun. If you're irritable, you're hard to get along with. Everything someone says to you, you're upset about, and you just don't want to hang around people who are irritable or are hard to get along with. They're always in a bad mood. It's probably because they're tired, most likely.
Right, and you might think this doesn't happen to you, but in fact, each hour of social jet lag is associated associated with an 11% increased risk of heart disease.
Wow.
And that's a major killer in the world, heart disease, any kind of disease or affliction or malady that has to do with the heart and your blood vessels and stuff like that. So think about that the next time you stay up until 4 a.m. chatting with your friends at a coffee shop or something like that. Now, as a result, good sleep habits are just as essential for health as diet and exercise. We're always told this all the time. Yes, you should get a good diet, eat lots of vegetables and fruit and stay away from sugary foods and stuff like that. And get plenty of exercise. Get up and exercise in the morning or join a gym or something like that. But also, doctors and professionals are telling us that we should have good sleep habits. Those are just as important or just as essential for health as diet and exercise. Yeah, in this sentence, we get that pattern as something as something else.
Yeah, I found myself that if I don't want to get sick, sleep is actually more important than eating right for me. Sleep is it. So it's recommended that adults sleep at least 7 hours per night. Good luck with that. A solid night's sleep every night is also important so you won't have a sleep debt to repay over the weekend. Both Tom and I were talking about this phrase, a sleep debt. I'd never seen it before. It just means you don't get enough sleep during the week, and so you kind of make up for it on the weekend. If you repay something or someone, it means you've borrowed from them, and then you're going to pay them back later. So repay means to pay back. You could also just say pay back there instead.
It's taken me 20 years to repay the loan to the bank, for example. So, yes, you might repay your sleep debt over the weekend, sleep in on Saturday and Sunday mornings. Also, try to wake up at roughly the same time every day, roughly more or less. Some days at 7, some days at 8, some days at 6, but more or less, it's the same time every day.
Yeah, so if you know you're going to stay up late, here's a piece of advice. You should try to take a power nap before 2 p.m. so that you won't stray too far from your normal routine. A power nap is not an hour nap. It's kind of between 15, 20 minutes where you take it before 2 p.m. That's very popular here in Taiwan if you take a power nap during lunch, for example. If you do that, then maybe you're not going to stray too far from your normal routine. If you stray from something, guys, it means you get away from the road you're walking on or the direction you're going. You go off to an area you're not supposed to be. We often use stray to describe cats and dogs who have run away from their homes and they're just, you know, around the street somewhere, a stray cat, stray dog. But if you stray from something, you move away from your goal. You move away from the road you're traveling.
So you don't want to move away from your routine. You don't want to stray too far from your normal routine. Have that power nap. Usually after lunch and before 2 p.m. takes about a half hour. It's not so hard. In the end, establishing a regular sleep schedule is a relatively simple and effective way to ward off a variety of health problems. So, yes, it is effective if you establish or set up this regular sleep schedule, getting to bed at the same time every night. Put that phone down or quit looking at that computer screen because it gives you a false sense of daytime. People think it's daytime and they end up staying up till 12 or 1 playing video games. Look at the dark night outside and remind yourself it's actually night outside and you got to go to bed. And yes, indeed, setting up this schedule is relatively simple and effective. Effective means it has some kind of use for you. It shows results.
Mm-hmm. And if you ward off something, you try to keep something away from you. We'll often see that phrase to ward off disease, ward off a evil spirit. What are some of those shows like a vampire? We want to ward off a vampire with a cross.
Yeah, by holding up a cross or garlic or something.
Yeah,
to ward off a vampire. And in this particular case, you want to keep those health problems away. So yes, everybody, establish those sleep patterns. Don't stay up too late at night. And we wish you the best of health.
Yeah.
Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Let's listen to our Chinese teacher who did get a good night's sleep last night.
接着第四个空格 The blank four of social jet lag are similar to those of regular jet lag. 在后面提到的呢，会翻来覆去睡不着，然后隔天早上又昏昏欲睡，闷闷不乐。而这种现象跟状况呢，我们称之为 social jet lag， 也就是社交时差。它的状况跟呢，我们一般所碰到的时差会碰到的症状是非常相似的，后面提到的翻来覆去就是属于一种征兆症状。搭配文意，第四题可以选择 D, symptoms, 在这里呢就是症状的意思。第五个空格， Researchers say social jet lag has the blank five to give you more than just the Monday blues. 事实上，研究人员表示呢，社交时差带给你的呢，可能不仅只呢是星期一的忧郁症而已。在 the 的后面，我们需要放一个名词，搭配文意。第五个可以选择 I 选项 potential， 也就是有这样的潜力跟特质呢，带给你的不仅只是星期一的忧虑，还有其他不好的事情。第六个空格，这里的句子提到 In fact, each hour of social jet lag is blank six with an 11% increased risk of heart disease. 事实上呢，只要是每一个小时的社交时差，就会增加心脏疾病的风险，它们是有相关的。看到呢 ，be 动词搭配 be associated with， 就是与什么有关联。所以第六题我们选择 B 选项 associated。第七个空格 ，it is blank seven that adults sleep at least 7 hours per night。其实呢，一般都建议呢，成人每晚要睡足七个小时，所以第七个可以选择 A 选项 recommended。It is recommended that， 也就是说一般建议怎么样子的一个事情。后面一句 A and blank eight night sleep every night is also important。那么呢，每一天晚上的睡觉怎么样也是很重要的。那么在这里，我们可以放一个形容词来修饰这里的 night sleep。我们选择 J 选项的 solid， 在这里 solid 是解释成为连续的、完整的，也就是说呢，每天晚上要有完整不间断的睡眠也是非常重要的。接着看到第九个句子， If you know you're stayed up late, take a power nap before 2 p.m. so you won't stray too far from your normal blank nine. 万一你知道今天要熬夜，那么建议你在下午两点前先补足一下，小睡一下，这样子你就不会离你原本一般正常的怎么样太远了。我们讲到我们正常的作息会说 normal routine， 所以第九题标准答案我们就选择 F routine， 在这里是有常规作息的意思。第十个空格后面提到 In the end, establishing a regular sleep schedule is a relatively simple and effective way to blank 10 a variety of health problems. 如果正常的睡眠习惯是可以让自己来怎么样各种不同的健康问题，好的睡眠当然就可以阻挡这些健康问题的产生。搭配文意，第十题我们就选择 H 选项的Ward off， 就是有避开、阻挡的意思。 OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
Thanks for joining us, guys. We hope you learned a little bit more about trying to avoid this exhausting condition of social jet lag. You gotta get some rest on the weekend. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.